All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. We're talking about somebody from Journey.
Yes, Mr. Neil Schoen.
Okay.
Hadn't heard much about him. Got to admit, I really back in the day was not a Journey fan, but really like him now.
Oh, get out of here. I love Journey.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
are you an American? Are you a communist? Are
but
you with Al-Qaeda or something like that?
Here's where I related to it, though. You know, it's that Carlos Santana connection. Are you
okay.
aware that Neil started playing with Carlos at the age of 15?
I did not know that.
Professionally, yes.
Okay.
So Neil was playing at that young age, you know, in the late 60s. Carlos was very instrumental in Journey coming together.
I didn't know that. They're so different.
Well, sort of. But if you really listen to some of the stuff they lay down on the guitar,
okay.
you can see the influence that Carlos had on him. Carlos and his band split up. Journey kind of migrated out of that breakup. Neil and a guy named Greg Rolie officially formed Journey in 73. Neil realized that a lot of the money in the record business, you know, and those sales went to the label. So yeah. guess what? He started his own label.
Okay.
So, but let's fast forward to the modern era of Journey and one of the last members, Jonathan Cain and Neil, formed Freedom 2020. This company was created to control the finances and profits of touring.
Mm-hmm.
They're 50-50 partners in the business,
yep.
and things were good for a while until, guess what, they weren't. As it went south, each other was accusing of mismanaging company funds, and of course it ended up in court.
And the lawyers got rich.
There you go. So,
yeah.
Well, Neil's investments and net worth are, of course, private, but some public info's out there, and he's probably worth more than about $40 million. He owns a Silicon Valley mansion worth around $12 million, and a few vineyards around Napa. Not bad for a 15-year-old kid playing a guitar.
And so he doesn't have just ramen noodles in the kitchen, right?
I think he can add maybe a hot dog or two.